This is a Cisco Enterprise Architecture and Solution podcast with host Matthew Stein from the Enterprise Architecture team. Visit www.cisco.com/go/sona for all of Cisco's enterprise architectures and solutions.
The world of applications is continuing to evolve and transform at an exponential pace. Common vernacular includes words such as SOA, mashups, Web 2.0, and composite applications. Each are to bring business users and consumer users remarkable functionality to their fingertips at tremendous speeds. How many of these technologies are just hype, and how many will drive real business benefits remains to be seen. However, the implications of these applications into the business, and indeed into the IT department, is very real and is hitting today. Our next guest is both an early adopter and has extensive knowledge of these technologies and the implications they can have on more traditional IT resources. I'm Matthew Stein with the Cisco Enterprise Marketing Team, and joining me in the studio today is Alan Cohn, Vice President of Enterprise and Mid-Market Solutions. Thanks for joining us today, Alan.
Great to be here.
So we hear a lot about Web 2.0. You see it even in common television shows these days. Let's take a step back for just a second. Can we do a common definition of what we're talking about when we say Web 2.0?
Okay, Matt. So I'm going to give you two definitions. The first one, I think, is what you might think about as the traditional definition. And so Web 2.0 is the evolution of the World Wide Web, where the development, the design, and kind of rollout of applications are actually done by the end user, as opposed to a packaged software vendor, and it's then kind of hosted somewhere on the web, like a social networking site where people can interact with it. When I think about what's really happening in Web 2.0, it's really more on the B2B side, where what businesses are using. And for me, you know, collaboration is Web 2.0 for businesses, which is so allowing people to work, you know, within their company or across their companies or trading partners in a very flexible and fluid environment. That's what we're seeing with a lot of Web 2.0.
So let's dive into that a little bit more. So taking in this concept of when you say end user control, I am controlling as a user what my workspace looks like. It's not IT telling me what I should be looking at. It's me being able to have some control with that. So now put that in context with collaboration, this concept of changing the way, even at Cisco, how we're functioning by using, again, Web 2.0 or in this case, collaboration.
Well, you know, I think what we find is actually a combination of the two. So before we kind of got a handle on it, we found that there were about 1,000 wikis inside of Cisco were not IT managed or controlled. And I think what we're seeing in the business environment, we're seeing both inside Cisco, but also in our broader customer base, is the Web 2.0 for businesses is a platform that IT kind of supports. So you have kind of the enterprise class reliability, manageability, and security, but allows then end users to develop application information sharing or media rich forms of communications that also may plug into other enterprise applications through widgets.
And so this concept then of taking what has worked well on the consumer side and bringing it into the enterprise, can you walk me through, if you will, a day in the life of something interesting that has been enabled as part of a business process inside Cisco where we've been able to take some of that empowerment, using any of the solutions or actually even technologies from Cisco that has changed how we're doing some of our own business practices?
Well, I think the number one that we've seen is actually in our own sales force, which is the embrace of a new platform from Cisco called WebEx Connect, which is really a Web 2.0 hosted application. It actually sits out in the WebEx cloud like WebEx Meeting Center, which really allows you to bring all your communications and directory capabilities, including your unified communications capabilities, together with your business applications through this, as I mentioned before, this widgetized environment. So you would have your Salesforce.com or your HR systems alongside with the ability to have these virtual workspaces, which you can then mash up and assemble groups around. So rather than having to send an email to, let's say, 30 people working on a proposal for a customer, that people would have a common workspace and the appropriate information would actually be able to be imported directly into that. And some of this, you know, might be feedback from the customer. It may be third parties now, because there might be another technology provider that's coming in on that bid. They can all be rapidly assembled in that environment.
So when you think about dealing with your customers or even your own company, when I'm trying to find experts, again, being able to take a directory and be able to link it up, as you were talking about HR systems or other systems that
right.
might have that kind of repository, being able to have that seamlessly, now I'm not sending an email to 100 people saying, who's an expert on
right.
this technology? it's now built in.
Well, and in fact, you know, inside of Cisco, we have a next generation directory, which is really a Web 2.0 application, and which is this our directory 3.0, which allows you then to basically meta tag people's experiences and capabilities. And it's actually done by the individual user as they define themselves. It's not unlike a Facebook page, which you say, here's who I am, here's what I'm interested in. You use the same kind of capabilities, and then it's rapidly searchable. Saying, I need a local expert in Central Europe on telepresence in a who may have worked with satellite before, right? So you can start to assemble that expertise very rapidly, communicate with them, and then using presence technology, even though if they're available, so you can click the dial or set up a session with them in some fashion, all inside this WebEx Connect environment.
So and it's still in a protected and safe environment.
Correct.
So Cisco, as a company, we tend to be early adopters of technology. We look through our executives. We see the trends. We tend to go in that direction. Other companies that you have talked to that you've seen start to embrace this concept of collaboration, and what kind of benefits are they starting to see?
You know, probably the singular example that stands out over the last 12 months has been Procter & Gamble. And as you may know, the Procter & Gamble is an innovation machine and, you know, creates many of the consumer products that we use on a day-to-day basis. What they've been able to do is really reach out to hundreds, if not thousands, of third-party research scientists, product developers for innovation, to actually work with the outside world for developing products. And if you think about it, people who develop products, they said, you know, it's very controlled. You want to have the security of it, right? You have product managers, you have engineers, you bring them together to develop any kind of product. So the idea of collaborating with the rest of the world is very compelling. And what's important about this is, you know, in that case, obviously, you know, their IT and networking staff play a very important role because you want to innovate with the rest of the world, but you also want to protect intellectual property, and you want to be able to have the kind of security and privacy because you are, you know, developing things commercially and there is competition. So it's a very interesting mixture how they bring those two things together.
You know, one of the key things I think you just mentioned is this kind of open collaboration, yet tied to control and some amount of protection, which is, I guess, the delineation between the consumer Web 2.0 and it's just, you know, all open anytime, anywhere, anything you say, to something that's more business-centric, which, while open to open new ideas and this context of sharing, is still controlled.
It's well, in fact, you know, I spoke to Reed Hastings, who's the CEO of LinkedIn, last week, right? And the key issue for businesses is the area of trust, where you have to trust a trading partner, you have to trust when you go outside your own firewall to do that. And that's where kind of a business-centric Web 2.0 platform plays a very, very important role, because people have to be who they are. They have to have identity, right? They have to be secure to do that. And a lot of the networking technologies and Web 2.0 technologies we're bringing into the marketplace allow you to do that. But you also want to combine that with speed of innovation. And if you think of, you know, traditional IT stack, software, enterprise software cycles are anywhere from 3 to 7 years. So you can't really wait that long to turn around things. So you want the speed of innovation that you get from Web 2.0, but you want all the security, reliability, and manageability that you've come to expect from enterprise IT.
Now, taking this from the perspective of traditional IT, so they've had to face several evolutions of IT, be it the introduction of voice over IP, and now this concept of applications interacting with the network. What have you seen as some of these implications for traditional IT as they've been having to come into a new world of applications and Web 2.0?
Well, you know, the good news, the people who have gone through that UC revolution, they're actually extremely well positioned to understand, you know, what it's like to take, I mean, if you think about it, voice over IP is we took something that had traditionally been a closed application, we made it an open application, let it run on an IP, but it still had to be secure and reliable to be able to do that, right? Because, you know, voicemail and voice systems are probably the highest form of secure communications that people have. So I think they have a lot of the basic foundations to be able to support that. What's new here is the mashup environment, the ability to federate and bring together different applications through SOA, through Ruby on Rails, through all these new types of protocols for bringing applications together in a trusted environment. So I think much like the transformation you just mentioned of going through voice over IP actually makes you extremely well suited to move to this Web 2.0.
And my assumption is, since this is something that's being talked about by many application companies, be it companies like SAP, Oracle, IBM, it's already happening on one half of your company. And what are the implications if the networking team doesn't get involved in those conversations until maybe the last minute?
Well, I think then, you know, you have a missed opportunity, because at the end of the day, what I think that networking and the IT team brings is the ability to bring human communications into the loop, right? So you need to be able to reach people. You need expertise. You need context. So if you're in an SAP environment, you still need to be able to reach people who are involved in a transaction or an MRP cycle or what have you. And by, you know, what the networking and IT teams can bring through these platforms is the ability to put people back in the center of these communications, as opposed to just endless messaging.
This concept of making sure that it's not just shout and holler, there is some kind of feedback loop, making sure that we make this much more richer than just putting voice or enabling just individual applications.
Correct. And the other kind of key thing for the IT team is that you have choices today now. Traditionally, you used to do all these things on-premise, right? And whether it was your ERP system or your voice over IP system. Now, through cloud computing types of environment, through hosted environments like WebEx and WebEx Connect, you can actually, you know, make decisions on where applications reside, how they're brought into the enterprise securely to be able to do that. And if you need something that needs a lot of innovation, speed, and iteration, a WebEx Connect environment may be a better environment than having to put it in a premise system and then every time you have to do a rev testing everything for everyone. So and be able to deliver these things as componentized widgets is pretty exciting. And if you think about it, it's like all the applications you would use to run your business, but having them, you know, widgetized like the widgets you find on an iPhone.
So in the last minute that we have, any last thoughts in terms of, you know, this world is, there's been a whole lot of companies, there's a whole lot of analysts talking about all different things when they're looking at what is the next generation of applications? Where is this all going? And there's almost a tendency to maybe wait to see how it all plays out. So companies that are sitting and thinking, do I do this now? How do I do it now if I want to in a small way, in a large way? What would be some of the things that you have seen talking to several executives at other companies? What have you seen as some of those trends?
Well, what we've seen is that leading edge companies look for some of the key business processes or business transformation elements that they're going through, things that are under competitive pressure. Right. And what they're doing is that's where they're experimenting. You know, they're doing anything from running groups in LinkedIn and social networkings to doing things, you know, inside their own environment. They're looking, you know, at issues like, you know, how do I reach more people more quickly without putting people on cars and airplanes? Right. So there's some very practical lead-ins that, you know, drive decision making around, you know, Web 2.0 types of technologies. So, you know, it's actually quite simple, right? It's, you know, the for the customers that are, and companies that are looking for speed, for innovation, those are the ones that are really adopting these technologies, and that it's a source of competitiveness for them.
So being more competitively advantaged and having that business agility. Alan, we very much appreciate your time. Thanks for talking to us today.
Great. Thank you, Matthew.
For more information, please go to www.cisco.com/go/collaboration.
You have been listening to a Cisco Enterprise Architecture and Solutions podcast. If you have comments, questions, or suggestions on topics you would like to hear, please email us at sona@cisco.com. For information on this and other subjects on enterprise architecture and solutions from Cisco, please go to www.cisco.com/go/sona.